I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Vermont's Public Service Board is working to decide the fate of the Vermont gas pipeline to Addison County. Company officials have long said they're confident that the project is still worthwhile and will bring benefits to Vermont. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, new documents show company officials are concerned about the tight timeline for the project's completion, as well as the public's perception of the pipeline.
The documents show correspondence between the Department of Public Service and Vermont Gas as they formed a deal that both sides say will protect Vermont Gas customers. They struck the deal in October in an effort to speed up a regulatory review that began in response to the company's cost estimates for the pipeline ballooning nearly 80% last year. The agreement says the company is only allowed to ask its customers to recover $134 million of its planned $154 million pipeline. Critics of the pipeline say the deal represents inappropriate coordination between the state's public advocates and the company they're supposed to keep tabs on. Department of Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia disagrees.
You know, we were definitely trying to protect ratepayers and provide a strong basis for ratepayer protection here. That was a fundamental point that we needed to have established up front, and we did that.
And the documents suggest the department did force the company to be more transparent and accountable in the negotiation process, even as Vermont Gas executives opposed those provisions. What's clear in early drafts of the agreement is that Vermont Gas officials are concerned that more regulatory delay could make the project impossible to finish. One early draft says the company might not be able to complete the pipeline if it doesn't get approval by January 8th. The draft also says the company simply cannot finish the project next year if it doesn't have full permission from property owners along the route by June 1st. The company is waiting on eminent domain proceedings to resolve deadlocks with four landowners. The final agreement downplays concerns about the timetable. It says that, quote, material delays would put the project in jeopardy, but the agreement doesn't say how much of a delay is material, and it doesn't mention that second deadline in June. Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent said company officials had three goals in the negotiations.
And that's making sure that this agreement held us accountable for challenges that this project has faced in the past, acknowledge the great work we've done this year, getting it back on track, and provide value to our customers. That's exactly what this agreement does.
But Vermont Gas executives fought against the key provision in the agreement that holds the company more accountable. It says the company won't try to block a Public Service Board investigation into the company's work on cost estimates. When asked, Parent wasn't able to explain how opposing that provision met the goal of accountability.
What our team was laser-focused on is making sure that the company and not our customers bear the risk for any project cost over $134 million.
The Public Service Board is expected to make a decision about the project's future soon. If the decision causes any further delay in the pipeline, Vermont Gas may decide to cancel the entire project. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.